Now recording. Okay.
All set?
All set, David.
Okie doke. I guess we'll start off with we'll start off the February 9th, 2021 board meeting of the Jerusalem Township Trustees. And I call the meeting to order and I request a moment of silence and then we will recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Joel.
Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes, present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, we'll move on to the fiscal office. Oh, no. We have to approve the minutes from January the 26th, 2021, regular meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Roll call, okay. Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
Kido. We'll move on to the fiscal officer's report. Joel.
Everybody get the report. Everybody get the report. Emailed to them.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like what we have here. Let me pull up. We have $143,524.78 in our checking account, $597,993.08 in our Star Ohio fund. And then we have payments 19420 through 19478, and then electronic payments 142021 through 182021. And that's going to total $36,188.01. And then we have made $6,899.12 in deposits since last meeting. Any questions regarding anything that I've discussed? Read to you just now. Sorry.
No, I looked it over pretty good before we started. So.
Yep. Yeah, looks good. Looks good, Joel. I move to accept the fiscal officer report as read.
I can second it.
Okay, roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Approved.
Okay, Joel, we'll move on to the adoption of the permanent appropriations. Do you have anything to say about them? Or should we just...
There might be discussion, I guess, before, because I'm going to be walking out of here in about 2 minutes. I know, Bo, you and I spoke earlier today briefly about what you were looking at in that email. So we would have appropriations for 2021 to total $1,433,590.80. And the breakdown, of course, is in that email. But you have those Excel spreadsheets. Do we feel that we're okay to move forward with permanent appropriations at this time?
I looked them over. I didn't see anything wrong with them. Is there a motion to approve them? Unless we need more discussion.
Yeah, we could.
Mark, anything on your end? Do you want more time or?
I wouldn't mind if you were willing to table this until next meeting, give us a little bit more time to review and ask questions.
Okay. That's fine. I just want to make sure everybody knows you've had this for a few weeks now, so I do not want to delay this any further. So we even could do a special meeting. I just want to get this knocked out.
If you gentlemen are okay going forward, I can support that.
The only question, Bo, that you had, and I'll bring it up since I know it might be on your mind, right, is we did allocate money to spend for the roof, not knowing what that cost will be, but it is indicated by the funds. And if you do look, the general fund does have an expense that exceeds what revenue it'll bring in for 2021. So that is a big flag that I want to bring to your attention. We do have money, you know, in the fund status report, right? That is some of it is for the general fund, but, you know, we.
Hey, going back to that, Dave, do you remember what the bid was on that roof? Do you remember like the whole thing to do it right?
Yeah, I told Joel it was like 50,000 at least.
Well, okay.
And it could be a pinch more because, you know, if there are some bad boards under there,
yep,
that's not covered under that.
Right. So
Kevin says we could have some problems. He was up there more than I can't get up there that well. So at least 50,000, then maybe another, who knows?
Yeah. It was a conservative number.
Yeah. 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 Cause that was the biggest one that had the biggest, difference in it. When's your drop dead on this, Joel? You want to make sure we're done by the end of February?
Absolutely. I'd like to have a special meeting if I need to prior to then, if we could. I also will table this. Our next meeting is the 23rd. So if we can have it ready to go, I guess I can accept the 23rd. I just, you know, we're at the end of.
I'm good with it because I know that we've talked. You're the one that runs these numbers. I know you're very conservative on it, on what you think we're going to bring in. And I know we usually end up bringing in a little more than what you put off or what you put down.
Yes.
So I mean, if everybody's good, I'm good too to approve it tonight. Because there's nothing out of line. My big question was that general fund expense was the one that was jumping out at me, but I understand why, you know, where that's at. So, I'm good with doing it tonight. If everybody else is comfortable.
Mark, how do you feel about it?
I can support that. Did you want to make the motion, Bo?
Okay.
I can, if you want me to.
Yeah.
So Joel, what do you just need me to
total amount.
Okay. So I move to approve the 2021 permanent appropriations in the amount of $1,433,591.80.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Seconded by Mark. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. Permanent appropriations. Thank you very much. We should have a discussion, everybody, after this. I appreciate you letting me skate out early for my meeting I have to make once a year. It just happens to be on the second Tuesday of the month. So
I know, Don. I know.
My other printer's not working, so you guys lucked out again too.
Yeah, must be the computer. Yep.
Anything else for me as a fiscal officer, guys?
No, go have fun tonight.
Yeah, right. Okay, goodbye, guys.
Thanks,
right.
Joel.
See you later, Joel.
Thank you very much. Okay. See you.
Okay. Okay, we'll move on to the fire department report. Tony, you there?
Good evening, everyone. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Very good, thanks.
We're here.
We have a very, very short meeting. Safety-wise, we do have some snow coming in for the weekend and the bitter cold, so everybody just be safe and be smart. There's nothing significant about our runs. We've just been slow to minor activity. I do want to share with you, AccuMed is, we are currently into our active billing now, and we'll see if we're receiving something the end of this first quarter. But everything is working well with that. We had a class with them on last Wednesday, and also we resumed in-house training. So the members that wanted to get their vaccine did receive their vaccine and their second dose. And so I think we're in pretty good shape. We continue to utilize our decon equipment, the UV light and the AmbuStat, and we still go through a normal activity of the entire building getting cleaned, as well as the vehicles. So other than that, everything's fine, unless you guys have something particular for me.
Tony, I was curious. I mean, there's a few firemen that do not want to take it.
Yes, there are. It's, you know, totally a voluntary basis, but yeah, there was members on the department that opted not to. They're just, they may have the same apprehensive about the flu shot anyway. So, or they could have a allergy or something that they also have a concern with. So, yeah, so I could not tell you the exact percentage. Like I said, it's voluntary whether or not they want to share that with me in the first place.
Okay, no, just I was just curious. Sure. Thank you, Tony.
Yep, very good. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to our Recreation Department report. Mike.
Hello, how is everyone tonight?
Good, Mike. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. I do have a few things I need to go over tonight, so I'll be as quick as I can. I'll just go right down my list here. Programming-wise, I don't know if I brought this up to you or not, but the basketball K through six is, the numbers are extraordinarily high. They're higher than, if I reported it last time, was at 175. It's a touch higher than that. So that's okay. That's a huge number, and that's a welcome sight to have that. So that is K through six. And then we are looping the seventh and eighth together and the 9 through 12 for intramurals. And that registration just ended a few days ago. I'll get those numbers here shortly. And then starting today, all the spring sports have started. If everything goes as this first number, it's going to be a big season, which is a welcome sight. We're very happy to see that. Along with all the usage, the basketball and some of the travel baseball stuff, as I mentioned previously, they're using the Wynn gym quite a bit. And I am there every day. There's a lot of minor damage. And if you remember last year, that door was broken into the equipment room. I just got a call tonight that someone says the door is broken again. I'll have to look at that tomorrow. And you remember that was $1,100. The school board paid for that, but I don't know how many $1,100 bills they're going to pay. So I'll find out more tomorrow. And when I get to the bottom of that, I will definitely give that information to you guys. Moving along, what we have been working on was the purchases for our fields. And I kind of have, I have these, and most important to least important. So most important, as I mentioned before, is the walking path in the fields. I did not measure that out and I did not get a price on that. I have a ballpark from last time when I talked to Blousy, but nothing in concrete. So that is our number one thing. And I think that is just going to come off of our normal expenditures for the year, because that's just a maintenance thing. But for the expenditures that we wanted to buy with our donation is the first thing we wanted to do is buy another set of bleachers. Currently, we have one set of bleachers. We need another set on the opposite side. I've been putting it off for a few years. The board suggested that be our number one priority. And I did get a price from where I got the last ones. And it's $2,983. That'd be for two sets of bleachers, pretty much the exact same ones we have now. So they would mirror each other. I'm just going to go down this list and I'll give you a grand total at the end here. The second thing that we've talked about, and as I mentioned to you guys, was a three panel fence around the porta pot. And I did talk to Hercules Marlowe and got a price for that. Ours is a little bit bigger because we have to have the ADA porta potty. So that area has to be a little bit bigger. So it'd be 12 by 8 and that price comes in at $1,282, and that is installed. I did talk to the sales rep, Steve, and he said since it's windy out there, they will reinforce the panels with some type of metal, not rebar, but similar to rebar, and it'll hold up much better in the wind. So that would be that price installed. And the extra room there would be nice for the garbage can so that it's not blowing around and everything else. So I think that would be a pretty good setup if that was something that we went forward with. And then lastly on this, I have, we did talk at some length about a grill, to have a charcoal grill installed out there. It's relatively inexpensive. I got a couple quotes. They're both around $300.
I want the link.
So with those three purchases, it comes up to $5,574. That's kind of what the board was leaning towards, and that's where we're going. And then additional to that, we would have the mulch for both the fields and the Rialto Park swing set, and then with the fields and the walking trail. So that would be our expenditures for a year. So I guess I will take any feedback and all feedback you have on those issues, please.
Who's drawing on your screen?
I don't know.
I think we're getting Zoom bombed.
Okay, let me start pulling some of these people out.
You Shut can see who wrote on the screen. You just click on it and then you remove the person.
Bro, okay. Shut up. Why are you telling us?
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
Your teacher's gonna get mad at you.
I don't give a fuck.
Can you click all?
I'm muted. Boom. Why are you being racist?
That's, hey folks, you know, that's really rude.
Yeah, for real. Who's got the PS4? Shut it off. Turn it off.
Yo, whoever's PlayStation 4 is at, please stop and get the PS5. Okay, the PS5 just came out like a few months ago, and you still have a PS4, like, bruh.
Imagine. All right, what do we do now, teacher? Mark. Mark, what do we do?
Hang on, bear with me, guys.
That's fair. My ear.
Is someone on the plane? Jeez.
No, that actually sounds nice. Yep, thank you.
All right, guys, can you hear? Can anybody Mark, hear me?
I can hear you, Mark.
I just moved a lot of unknown names out, terminated them. I think we got rid of the feedback. Gosh, that's really rude. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, just so you know, I'm looking right now. I have two Sandra Littons and I have two Linda Rosslers.
Yeah, I see that too. Yeah, I'm not sure why.
David's on the office computer.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense. Okay.
Okay. All right. Apparently, the bunch of people had nothing better to do than to try to disrupt a meeting. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mark. You held your composure.
Where were we, David?
Let's see. We were with Mike, and he wanted to know if we had any questions on everything he was going to do. And I think we started to say it was fantastic. You know, something's getting done, and that's all I got to say. I guess thank you, Mike.
Yes, thank you. So, to go back. The total for those three items would be $5,574.19. On a side note, the board is very interested and really wants to put a pad underneath that porta pot just to clean that whole area up. And I think that's a fantastic idea. And one of the members is talking to somebody who could possibly form that and lay that for us. So it should be relatively inexpensive, but I think that would clean up that whole area, with not to mention the weed whacking, but the garbage, and it should be a lot more user friendly and a lot nicer. So that's where we're headed. And if I have your permission, which I would never spend that much money without asking you guys, but that's what I would like to do.
It's Mike, it's your money, and I don't think we have to prove anything, but I'm just happy to see you guys doing something, and the count on the kids. That's fantastic too. Yeah.
That is the best news. The high number of the kids is awesome. So I did talk to all these distributors today, and these are, you know,
I don't like niggers. I don't like niggers at all.
So I will just take care of this stuff and get it done.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, I just have a couple things here real quick.
Okay.
As Mark knows, the board members were updated and put on the Neon Goldfish on the website. So that is taken care of. The new terms are placed on the Jerusalem Township website. And then Dave, I do have two months of logs here. I'll get those to you in the next few days or so.
Okay. No problem, Mike.
Okay. And that's all I have for now.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, thank you.
It's exciting.
Yes, thanks.
Okay, we'll move on to the zoning inspector's report. Linda?
I have a short report today. I spent a lot of time with comprehensive plan things. And and permits and...
Niggers always playing basketball.
And a new business possibly coming into the township. When I know further about that, it's just in the beginning stages. Permits, we've had two new houses, one on Lyon and the house that burnt down on Rialto. They're looking at rebuilding sign for for Corduroy Road for the tree service and fence on Howard Road. That was a nice one because we also combined his 18 parcels into two parcels. So spent I did three combines in one day, and I usually do like maybe one a month. So that was interesting. That was in one day. Legal issues. The Stanton case was continued. The next date is March 1st. And we do have a review of our zoning resolution from the attorney. I'll get that to you tomorrow, probably during my office hours. So the land use committee, the zoning board is charged with going over the land use portion. And so we did that at our meeting on Wednesday. And we were talking about our different uses as far as our R1, C1, C2, manufacturing. Got some good discussion in and some good recommendations. I'll put that up into it. I'll put that into a document and get that out to you. Spent quite a bit of time on the phone with Bill Harbert of the Planning Commission, just talking about things about the comprehensive plan. I think the fire department is working on a grant and they wanted to have percentages of land for the township. And so I thought these numbers were quite interesting. So our township is 47% agriculture, 34% government entities, 13% residential, 4% parks, 2%, it says COMM, so I don't know if that's community or I suppose it'd be commercial, wouldn't it? So just 2%. And then 0.13 industrial. Those numbers are staggering as far as ag and the government entities. That's over 70, 80%.
So what, Linda, what does, when you say government entities?
I assume that's park. And
you think the Metro Park is getting counted as a government entity?
I think so. And then probably the McGee Marsh.
All the Marsh.
Sure. Okay. All right.
So that's kind of staggering when you think about 80% of our township is ag and that government component.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
What was the
2%? 2%, I'm pretty sure.
Commercial. 2% commercial.
Thank you. Other than that, I've been just spending a whole lot of time on that. That has been, taking up most of my time. So that's all I have at this point, unless you have some questions.
If none, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Welcome.
Okay, we'll move on. Kevin, you awake? We'll move on to the maintenance department report. Kevin.
Yeah, I'm here today. a few things. The books that I put on all your desks with the county's updates on last year's projects and this project for this year, they estimated our road project this year at $70,000. Which I believe like last year, I think they estimated 139 or 149 for the road projects. They were way over. I'm estimating it to be right around 50. I'm hoping for a little less than that even. But at the rate that the fuel prices are starting to go up, that'll have a drastic effect on that cost. But I don't believe we'll hit that $70,000 mark. Does anybody have any questions on the roads I put out? I don't have all the names. I can tell you where they're at. Okay. We've had, since the last meeting, a couple snow events. which have been pretty minor, other than the last one with the wind we had, kept us pretty busy for about a day and a half. Our salt usage so far for this year has only been about 42 ton that we've used for the year so far. So we're still doing good on that. I did have a discussion today with the county on purchase of road salt through them, and they still do not have their pricing, but they are willing to go back to the way it used to be, where we purchase our salt through them, and we always got a better price because of the amount of tonnage that was bought through the county. So I should hopefully know a price maybe next month on what it'll be per ton. And I'm looking at this point to buy at least 200 ton. And if the price is right, I may even go to 300 ton. I do have the money in my budget, and I think I figured it out on like $70 or $80 a ton, which I hope it's gotten a little more reasonable versus what we paid about 4 years ago. It was $35 a ton. So I am working on that. Then David had got me a price through Grotto, which is the same as the vendor I was dealing with, through the John Grotto company for that replacement of that 16-inch discharge hose. I would like tonight to have approval to not exceed $4,500 for that purchase. Just unsure if we're going to be charged any shipping because they are ordering new hose in and we're splitting it with them. It would be 60 feet of hose, which at $65 would be $3,900, would be the actual price minus any shipping. So I'd just like to approve up to $4,500 to purchase that hose when the Grotto company orders it.
And Kevin, is that above your purchasing authority? You need our approval to do that?
Yes, I do. 3,000 is my limit.
Okay. All right. So moved.
I can second that.
Kevin, that was just a pinch over 65. I can't quite remember. It was 65.50 or something like that, you know, so it's a pinch more, but I can't.
Yeah, well, then that's fine. Even if it's 66, if we go to the 4,500, we'll have more than enough to cover the hose. So, And that is also money that will be replaced through stormwater money. Right now, we're trying to work it backwards through the county to see if Grotto could give us an invoice for Lucas County and see if we can get them to direct pay it. And if that happens, then it won't even come out of my budget. It won't even be like we bought it. The county will just direct purchase out of stormwater. And that's not a positive yet, but I do have that money set aside. I think I set aside $7,000 for the purchase of the hose.
Okay. Kevin, right, I did send an email to Panuski about that, you know, that, and I did tell Steve at Grotto's that not to bill it until I get back with him. It's in the works.
Okay. Before we move on, then let me ask for a roll call. Dave Bench.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler. Yes. Roll call complete. Motion passed. Okay.
Motion passed.
Okay. As far as a hall update, there's really been no action in the hall other than just routine cleaning with what little bit of groups we've had in there. We've just been cleaning usually once a week in there and UV light in the hall. So that's been pretty minimal. The new electronic dispensers for the soaps in. So now all of our dispensers in our restrooms and kitchen areas, and including the fire station, are now no-touch dispensers. And we're still doing really good as far as sanitizers. So I see us making it through the rest of this year without having to purchase any kind of sanitizer or anything like that. We've stocked up pretty well on it. cemetery. Obviously, no action on the expansion. And we've had one cremation funeral since our last meeting. And I have another one that I haven't heard back on yet. It was one coming out of Florida, and they have not set a date for that burial yet. And that's pretty much it on the cemetery. I did have a question if Mike's still on there or if you guys want to answer it. On the undeveloped section at the rec, I had an inquiry about cutting that grass and baling it. Are we going to plant anything special over there, or are we just going to let it grow and put the walking trail around it? And is there any interest in letting somebody just bale the grass at the undeveloped side instead of mowing it?
Yeah, I'm here, Kevin. If I could talk about that for a second. The walking trail will go in between the developed and undeveloped part, so we're not going to actually touch that. And we did look into possibly making that into an alfalfa farm, depending on a bunch of different things. But if someone wants to bail that, we're totally okay with that.
Okay.
Kevin, the only problem I see with that grass is going to get tall with a lot of weeds, and it's going to look kind of shabby around our park there. That's the only thing I got to say about it.
Well, if it was going to be something where he was able to cut it for a few years, there's some special kind of grass and stuff he would go in there and plant with, so it's better feed for the animals. Mm-hmm. And he inquired about it a few weeks ago, and I forgot to ask about it at the last meeting. I'll do a little more inquiry on it. He's got time. We got time.
Yeah.
But I'll find out some more, and I'll present it again next meeting. And by then, Mike, if, you want to talk to your board members and see if you want to go the other way, that's fine too. I just had somebody inquire about it, and it just saves us a little bit of mowing over there, because we would mow all that with the big tractor anyhow.
Okay. Yeah. I'll bring that up. It seems like the alfalfa mill kind of, our farm kind of went by the wayside. So we were kind of at a standstill there. So yeah, I will bring it up again and I'll get back with you.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think the chopper can get into there, because when Kenny Wolf farmed it, he had trouble getting in there. The wires are so low there by the bridge where by the pump.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I appreciate that.
And that's all I got, unless you guys have something for me.
Just real quick, Kevin, Bo here. On the salt, you were good this year. We got more than enough to get us through this year in the salt.
Yes.
Shed. Okay. My recommendation would be, when you look at the salt, you know, whether 200 or 300 ton, I I've only been doing this 4 years, so I don't know, like, price wise how much that fluctuates. But one thing I've kind of always noticed is things don't ever get any cheaper. So, you know, it might be something that if we've got the money and the price is right, we probably should snag that, you know, look at the higher volume, you know, when that comes along.
Yeah, I just got to give them an estimated amount. You know, I can overestimate with the county and take a percentage of it, but I would still have to take, I think, up to 80%. Same thing if I did state contract. The issue we would have, if it got real cheap, and it does do that, that market fluctuates, but the last couple of years, with last year with all the rain, they had a lot of the mines flood out. Now, end of last year and into this year, they're blaming COVID for not being able to produce enough salt, so they drove the price up. So when it drops, I like filling it. That salt shed will hold between 500 to 600 ton. So if the price drops, I will, by all means, try to find a stacker and try to fill it.
Okay.
And I did that one other time, and it lasted us for almost 4 years. So,
good.
And since we're the only ones pulling out of there right now, and that's another negotiation I got going with the county, trying to get them back into the salt shed but we're trying to figure out how we would get a loader and who would pay for it and stuff like that right now to try to get them back out here. So they're not running to Northwood every time they run out of salt. They run over to the Northwood garage to fill up, but that's easily an hour trip for them if the weather's not super bad. So that's the other thing we're working on. But yeah, if the salt's at a low enough price, absolutely. I'm going to spend right up to what I can to fill it up. So,
then the last thing that I had for you was, the plowing, at the last couple snow events. I want to say, thank you. I have only had one complaint. You and I talked about it. I think that, you guys did a fantastic job on it. And you know, keep up the good work when it comes to that.
Yeah, I'll second that, Bo. I think Kevin Eric continue to do a great job on the snow and keeping our roads clear. It's really wonderful. Thank
you. They're right on it all the time.
Good job, guys. So tell Eric we said the same, please.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Thank you, Kevin. That's right. You did the cemetery a little bit. Okay, we'll move on to hall rentals.
Okay, nothing much on the hall rentals. Obviously, at the end of next meetings, we'll make our decision into March on what we're going to do with that. I did have one question, and I wanted to run this by the other two trustees. I was informed that there are members of the food pantry that are not wearing their mask inside of the hall. Quite a few of them. And we have, you know, we have it stickered on the building that, you know, to enter that building, you have to have your mask on. So I guess I'm looking for a little bit of direction on how we should proceed with this.
I heard the same thing, Bo, and I thought I'd go over tomorrow morning and shake shake them up a little bit and tell them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I support both of you gentlemen. We have declared that you need to be masked to be in our buildings. I don't see any need to back down on that.
Okay.
They need to be reminded. And if they choose not to mask, then their alternative is, you know, if they won't mask, then they don't need to use the building.
Okay.
I was going to say that, and I'm glad you said that then, Mark. Okay. That's what I was going to tell him too.
So you're going to stop by in the morning and talk to him, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Richard still in charge of that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure, but okay. Perfect. That's all I had for halls right now, guys.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Will. Roads and bridges really don't have anything. We thank you, Kevin and Eric there. And the only thing is maybe you guys haven't noticed, but we got that, the backhoe from Grottle again, and we got it in the salt shed. So ours is out and it isn't in all that salt all the time.
Yeah, I did see that.
That's about all I got for roads and bridges. Okay. We'll move on to old business. Anything about the township owned properties, anything going on?
We just worked on at the last meeting, we worked on that one for Steve Turnout, and he said he would accept that property, and Linda was going to get the paperwork and reach out to him. And then I told her, you know, let's get another list of a few properties together that she wants me to go after. And I know that, and she's busy with the comprehensive plan. I said, you know, just as you have time, get me the ones that you think we should go after, and I'll go out and I'll beat the bush and see if we can get some moved. So that's kind of where we're at with it right now.
Okay. I just happened to catch Steve the other day and he wanted to know, Linda, how things are going. He's all set to go with it. So whenever you get time to get it done, get her done.
All right. I got to get a letter out. I'll get the letter out to him that states the amount so he can send us a check. And I got to check on vacating the roads in there to know exactly how I need to proceed with that. Cause the last one we did, the landowner did it. Okay. So I'll have a report next meeting.
Okay. We'll move on to the Ohio Township Association Winter Conference, February 1 to the 5th, 2021 report. That, I think that's you, Mark.
Yes. That was all done virtually. It was, they ran it for 5 days so that there was no overlap of sessions. Each session was live. Each day I went ahead and forwarded the links and the handouts to other interested parties at our township. I don't know if anybody's had been able to access those or not.
Yes, I was able to access them. It was very helpful. I've been kind of picking through them and looking at them. And so it was nice being able to get those.
Good. Okay. My comment is, it's just not the same as being here, you know what?
No, not at all. I saw the participation too, and boy, there wasn't too many trustees or townships on there either. There were more other people on there than there was townships. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it, Mark?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay, we'll move on to trash pickup savings options. Did you get anything back, Mark?
I am still trying to get something from Republic. I'm going to speculate that we may at I was hoping that I could get a quote so we could just determine whether we would do some kind of a scaled down spring cleanup. But I mean, Joel's guidance, we may end up having to decide that we just have to skip. We have to cancel the unlimited pickup for 2021. Not sure yet, but I'm still going to be asking for that estimate. But we took a pretty hard hit revenue wise due to COVID.
I also talked to Scott, and I asked him if we just had roll offs, and we just put them over here, and we had the people come, and you know, and we put it in our bucket of our backhoe and everything, and the front bucket, and dumped it in these big roll-offs. So he was going to see what the roll-offs, how many we should have and how much that would cost too. So
okay,
we'll go from there.
Okay, very good.
Ditch petitions. I called Mike and I sent him an email today, but I didn't get any returns on it. And I see there's a new law on ditch petitions that goes in effect. I don't know if he's waiting for that to change things or what, but I'll keep hitting him up on it.
Dave, on that, on the ditch petition, I ran into Ronnie Lighty the other day at a wrestling meet, and he said that, hey, he goes, just so you know, he goes, I got word that the petition is coming from Lucas County. It's on its way, he said. So okay. He must have gotten, must have got a call or an email from Panuski. So it sounds like it's going over to them more so.
Yeah, but see, they have more control over Cedar Creek, so they're going to handle the Cedar Creek one. Yeah,
yeah, that's the one that he was talking about there. So
yeah,
so at least maybe it is moving in the right direction since they're starting to hear something now over there in Ottawa County. So
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. On those ditch petitions, Dave, and that annual report for all of you, that is listed in there, and the status of the ditch petitions as of when they printed the book. Mm-hmm. So if you get a chance to look in there, it talks about two of them, I believe, in there. So
I saw that too, Kevin. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. Salt shed cleanup, tree planting. I got the book. It's funny. I got the book from Pemberville. What do I want to say? I can't think of the name of the place now. I lost me. But
North Branch.
North Branch. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah, North Branch. And I got the book. It was funny. I got that. And then I called up the other day, and they gave me about 5 different trees. And so I got to look in the book, and I might go online and see what they look like too. And when I get it figured out and everything, I'll give it to everybody, and they can look at it. And so I'm making a little headway on it. At least I got the, meeting with the sheriff, Mr. Navarre, Mark, you kind of led that, so I'll let you talk about it.
Okay. All right. So, we met with the Sheriff Navarre, new Sheriff Navarre. The bottom line is the sheriff indicated that he will, here, let me put a map up for everybody to see here. Okay. There should be you should be able to see the map up.
It's there, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Very good. So you'll notice that there are 8 townships in Lucas County. 7 of them are on the western edge, and they're all contiguous. They touch each other. The sheriff is going to be having discussions with those 7 townships as far as them working together, collaborating, et cetera, with respect to sheriff patrols. If you'll notice, we are on the far eastern end. We're all by ourselves. There's no other township close by. And he basically said, guys, I really can't continue to do road patrols, and I can't continue to station a sheriff deputy in your township. If you want to, you know, on my nickel, he says, beginning January 1 of 2023, that's 2 years out, if you want me to provide safety services and road patrols, I'm going to have to charge you. And the amount's going to be really, really big. Yeah, it's about $500,000 a year is what is he saying. That's the minimum he could do it for, which is just highly cost prohibitive for Jerusalem Township. So that's not good news. It is about 2 years off. He is, as attrition occurs and people leave positions, he's going to probably not refill a number of those positions. So we may begin to see some impact over the next year or two. We need to, the sheriff agreed to come on to one of these Zoom meetings and answer questions from the public. The dates that I've got for the month of March are March 9th or March 23rd. He's available for either one. Let's go ahead and decide which one we want to ask him to come to, and we'll just get it on the calendar. We'll put the word out so that anyone in the township that wishes to attend and ask questions can do so.
Mark, with my opinion with that, and Dave, you also, I want to see what your thoughts are on it. If we pick a date, which let's just say we pick the 23rd of March, I think that will probably be a long meeting with him, especially if we get a lot of participation right. on Zoom, hopefully better than what we had tonight. maybe we could ask our department heads to also maybe try and keep maybe their reports as short as they possibly could for that night. I mean, obviously we're going to have business we have to take care of, but you know, that way we're not in a marathon meeting that night. But I think the 23rd would be a good night. I mean,
yeah, it's the second meeting of the month. It's usually a little bit lighter agenda wise. Dave, are you okay with that?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, Bo's got a good idea, but maybe we should have a special meeting, because this could really be a busy night. I mean, people are going to be on about this. I mean, this could take the whole night.
It could, right.
And which I hope it does.
Oh, yeah, we want them to hear our residents' displeasure, definitely.
I don't know, just a thought, you know. I see where you're coming from, Bo, because it could be an awful long night. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you tend to get more participation during a regular meeting than if you call the special meeting.
the days are always set in their mind. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And those were the two dates that he could commit to. If you remember at the meeting we had yesterday with him.
Right. Yeah. I told him when our meetings were, and he agreed to either of those. So, I mean, if we get all of our business done in the first meeting in March on the 9th, and then we have the sheriff on the 23rd, and, you know, you're right, Dave, it may end up being pretty much dedicated to the discussion about sheriff coverage.
Let's try it for the 23rd. I'll go for the 23rd.
Okay. I will get back to him and confirm that up.
Anything else on that then, Mark, on the sheriff?
Well, I guess I want to take things one step at a time. And the first step is, you know, to break the news and to hold the public meeting and let people ask their questions. And then, you know, I will say that your township trustees are looking at other options. We just, you know, if the price tag is $500,000, we don't have $500,000 to spare. So we will be looking at other options to help provide safety for our community.
You know, Mark, I think we're awfully lucky that they give us the 2 years. I thought they were just going to push it down our throats. I really did.
I was shocked, too, that they're giving us 2 years. I really was, too, Dave.
That is. I am grateful that they're going to give us the 2 years grace. Now, it'll phase out. We'll have less and less coverage over the 2 year period. But that's you're right. That's a whole lot better than just falling off a cliff.
All right. Well, while we're on this discussion, and I agree with Mark, you know, kind of doing this in a step-by-step process, do we want to, and I'd be more than happy to do it, do we want to reach out to the Ottawa County Sheriff to try and get some discussion dates so the three of us could meet with him?
That's a good point. Let me take one step back and indicate that we have invited Oregon, the Oregon Police Department, to tell us if we were to look to Oregon to purchase police services from them, we asked that they provide us with a quote as to what that cost might be. And so you're asking, should we also look to Ottawa County and ask them the same question?
Well, at least get the dialogue going with them, because, you know, we're going to have to try and set up dates where the three of us are available plus him. You know, I'm just thinking, should we reach out and get the ball rolling? Because it could be 2 months before we get a chance to meet with him.
I don't think we should meet with the sheriff. The first ones we should meet with are the county commissioners. They're the one that funds the sheriff. So I think we should at least let them know what we're doing before we talk to the sheriff.
Okay. See what I mean? Yeah, that makes sense.
So, Dave, you're suggesting that we ought to reach out to the Ottawa County commissioners?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Do you believe that we should reach out to them before the meeting with Sheriff Navarre, or wait till after?
I'm sure we would have time. That, you know, there's plenty of time between then and now. I would think so. Yeah, wouldn't hurt.
So we should go ahead and contact the Ottawa County Commissioners now. Okay.
I don't know. I thought even, you know, I don't know. They're not that far away. Clay Township has a little police department too. I don't know. You know, they're not that far away. Maybe they'd be interested also, you know. You never know.
Okay. Anybody, I have only a passing acquaintance with one of the commissioners. Anybody else have any good contacts that they'd like to initiate the contact with the Ottawa County commissioners?
I know Mr. Sass. I just saw him the other day. He's the one commissioner, and I could get a hold of him. And after that, Bo could take the sheriff if you wanted to. But I just think they're the one that funds the sheriff. We should at least let them know, because I'm sure the sheriff's going to have to go to them and even ask for money, you know.
Hang on a second. What to do? Take care of
that. That was Kevin there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Kevin's got a little feedback.
That was me, but if you can't get a hold of SAS, I can give you the contact number for Mark Stahl. He's my fire chief at Williston. And
oh, yeah, I know he's Mark. I know Mark really well. I forgot all about Mark being over there.
Yep.
Yeah, I know Mark real good. So
if you want to do that, Bo.
Okay, I'll start there. I'll reach out to Mark, and then you know, then we'll start that dialogue and say, hey, we'd like to talk to your sheriff, and then you know, I'll come back with some dates, and hopefully we can get some stuff together. And
sounds good.
We can all sit down with them. So
okay.
Question. Okay, I guess we've.
Hey Dave, yeah. There's a question out there. I think
it's Jim.
Question from Jim Booth here, to whom it may concern, Mark or any of you trustees. Would you have to reach out to the Lucas County prosecutor to see the logistics of having other jurisdictions make what am I going to say, arrest or investigations in our county? Would you have to reach out to our Lucas County prosecutor to get permission? I mean, I don't know that people could just cross jurisdiction lines and be law enforcement. I mean, that's a question.
Jim, that's a good question. I'm going to maybe nibble around the edges. There is a section in the Ohio Revised Code that says that we are allowed to contract with another political subdivision for services, including police services.
And I understand the mutual aid aspect.
You're a little deeper into the logistics of how do you handle transport, arrest, across county lines and all of that.
Okay.
So I think that if we end up giving very serious consideration to contracting with law enforcement from a different county, you're right, we're going to have to work all those details out. But fortunately, we have time to do that.
And I believe there was precedent set in the state of Ohio for the same thing. Wasn't there, Mark, at one time? There has been precedent set that this has happened in other locations in Ohio, and it has been deemed legal and it has worked out, Jim.
Correct.
Okay, I guess we can move on then. Nothing else. Going to 8, 911, TAC meeting, Mark.
Okay, sorry. They ended up, there was supposed to be one at 4:00 today. They ended up canceling that. So I don't have anything new to report. I will kind of recap. All right, let me switch shares here to, okay. So on your screen is a section from the final briefing on consolidating the 911. You'll see the Jerusalem Township line that's highlighted. The Lucas County has basically said, okay, we're going to charge back the incremental costs, and here's your share of those costs for the Lucas County Sheriff for the operating the 911. So that our proportional share is $46,868 and change. Now, they indicated that once the consolidation is fully phased in, there will be a 33% economy of scale, so the net cost at full phase-in should only be two-thirds of this amount. But that's still very much a new expense for us. Now, there has been discussion about alternatives. And I'll point out that this incremental amount here, this is at the bottom, it's about $2.5 million that they have to cover for this. Now, new share is up there. It's the 911 funding options. There's two other options. They could fund 911 by assessing a Lucas County-wide property tax levy, or they could do some kind of an assessment. But now the assessment would only fall on residences with improved property. It would not fall on unimproved property. It would not fall on commercial businesses. So, and here's the kicker. If the county does this funding mechanism countywide, they have to pass the funding for the entire program, which now I'm going to scroll to the bottom. The entire program is $14.6 million. So our share of $14.6 million is a whole lot bigger than our share of $2.5 million. So if they did the Lucas County-wide property tax levy, it's going to cost our residents a total of $125,000 in additional property taxes per year. If they do the assessment, which falls on a smaller population of property owners, that assessment is going to cost our property owners $178,000 a year. So bottom line, we don't really think that either of those countywide funding solutions are feasible. It just puts an unfair burden on most of the communities, and then the large communities that have already been paying a substantial portion, they basically get all that money back, and it's on the backs of the small communities. So we don't really think that's going to fly. It's probably going to go back to the original cost assessment, which is $47,000, and after full phase in, it'll probably be something like $35,000 that will hit our community. This is a 4-year phase in. We're in year one now, and we'll have to start to come up with the money as this gets phased in over the next few years.
It's a lot of money for 13% of the township being residential. You know, I mean, you think about it. I mean, like Linda said, it's 13% of the township is residential. That's a lot of money for that percentage. So,
yes, it is. So anyway, that's the bad news. I don't see any way around that. The county commissioners did their work and they passed it, and it's coming no matter what we think.
No stopping it.
Mark, you brought us two bad news here in a row. The sheriff and the 911. Cut them off, Dave. Cut them off.
Okie doke, Mark. Done.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. We'll jump on to new business. At pavement preservation and rehabilitation. Kevin, that's February the 18th, 2021. I can sign us up. I can call in, and it's from like 8:30 to 12 in the morning. Still there, Kevin?
Yeah, what's that on, David?
Where's that at here? It's on fog seal, chip seal, and slurry seal. I don't know if it's worth it, but it only cost us $15, I think, to be on it. So.
Yeah. That's up to you. If you want to set that up, that's fine.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay, we'll move on to the 2021 Temecog Virtual General Assembly.
Yes, this is Mark. I participated in that. They ran that for, I think, a couple of, maybe about three different mornings. Mm-hmm. And I did send, there wasn't a lot. Normally this simultaneously for about 3 hours. And they have various groups, you know, whether it's the township caucus or the small municipality caucus, et cetera. Well, because they ran all of these sequentially, they did it over 3 days. So there really wasn't a whole lot. I did try to send the information out afterwards. But again, you know what, it's so hard to get to get the same thing out of a virtual meeting that when you're accustomed to being there and networking and talking to people and being able to ask questions, it's a lot harder to get to get value out of it.
Yeah, Mark, it's usually the networking what I enjoy about. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
Okay, I guess that's it. We'll move on to the Ohio EPA webinar, Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan. That's February the 11th from 2 to 3. If anybody wants to join on that. And any other new business?
The Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce annual meeting is going to be February 18th. I've gone ahead and registered to represent Jerusalem Township. I will be contacting to get updated information on the state of Jerusalem Township for our report out.
And that's all Zoom, right, Mark?
It's all going to be on Zoom this year, okay. Correct. Everything is Zoom.
And can we log in just as like, not as participants, just?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Can you forward that link to that?
Sure will.
When you get a chance, because I would like to possibly, if I get time, join in on that, because I've never been to one of them. And
you bet. Yeah, I'll send you the link, and all you have to do is just register.
Oh, okay.
That you're gonna so that they'll send you the link when it comes up.
Oh, okay, perfect.
All right, very good. That's all I've got.
I'm sorry, Mark. I skipped over that because I got the wrong agenda. I got the first one I did, and then I forgot about that. I redid it, and I remembered that. Oh, well. Is there anything else then in new business?
No, the only thing I saw that I think we skipped over was, and I don't know if it's on it's on my agenda, up on the.
Yeah, let me go business. Up there.
Oh, we did miss something. You're right.
Okay, I didn't know because Mark's was out of order there. I didn't see it, and I'm like, well, maybe I have a wrong agenda. But
I got I do have the old business, the review of the zoning board and zoning board of appeals members mm-hmm. membership and the term dates. I thought maybe we got to have a special meeting and I would get the people together and we'd try and talk to them. I think there's four of them there that we could. Interview. Okay. Would that be okay?
Yeah, David, just to check in, right? You're comfortable that all three trustees and the zoning inspector can participate and we don't have any potential issues.
As long as we're having a meeting.
Right. Yeah, it'll be public.
Yeah,
it'll be a public meeting, and
I'll figure out a date. I'll talk to these people, and I'll figure out a date, and then we'll just publicize it. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, all right, and you indicated that you've already you know where the boundaries are, and you there's no problems with you participating in this. Okay, very good. No. Thank you.
If they want to put me in jail, I guess they can. But
No.
There's no problem as long as I don't do any financial stuff or anything else.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay, we'll move on to the public participation and regular board business. Each person addressing the board shall give his or her name, and each person is allotted 5 minutes. Anyone out there wants to join us?
I
I just wanted to say nice recovery.
Oh, from the Zoom bomb?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I've never experienced that before. That was that was rude.
I've heard of them, but I've never been in one. That was pretty rough.
Yeah, that's very good.
The only thing I have to say tonight, guys, is Dave, I don't know where you're at, what computer you're on, but you're not delayed tonight. And it's actually really nice. It went a lot better without having your delay on your computer tonight. So it worked out really good, I thought. It was.
You mean you want me to come down to the office more often? Than
well, I'm just saying it. I don't. It's really good. There's no lag. There's no delay. It just seemed like things worked a lot better tonight with that. Minus our little hiccup there.
Yeah, the internet speed is must be a lot faster there at the office.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Ours isn't the fastest.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I need a motion.
Oh, I think.
Oh, hang on. There's a question from Mr. Boothby.
Yes. Jim.
Well, knowing that the zoning board, the conservancy district have had in-person meeting at the township hall, and with tonight's special incident there, when would the trustees consider going back to having regular meetings in the large hall? Together, I've been to conservancy meetings and zoning board, and they seem to work out well. Are you guys ever considering
coming
back to that?
Oh, you know, Jim, probably not. Maybe about April or so, or maybe in March, but maybe I think by April we probably could. We should have our shots. I will, and Mark will at least, I think. And
well, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm old enough. I may not get mine till April. Hard to say.
Oh, so yeah. Don't worry, Jim. I don't like these Zoom meetings either. So the sooner the better.
Yeah, Jim. This is Mark. The Ohio Attorney General has approved the use of Zoom for public meetings through the end of June, and so you know, Dave is right. I mean, sometime in the spring, but no later than the end of June, we expect to be back to in person.
Okay.
Now, I know you've indicated that the conservancy meetings are meeting kind of a combination of in person and virtual. We actually tried earlier in the pandemic. We tried to go back to in person, and we ran right up against the maximum of 10 people with the members of the township and with township staff and with interested members of the public. So we don't want to violate that limit of 10.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Anyone else? If not, Bo, I need a motion.
So moved.
I'll second.
Roll call. Dave Bench, yes. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sadler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
I like how you can always count on me for that one, Dave. I'm always there for you on that one.
we always had Joe Kiss do that one. Yeah, that was his.
That was his, okay. All right, adjourned at 8:19 p.m.
Hey, guys, have a good one.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye now.